Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time to start the third hour on a Wednesday, brought to you as always by Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and Lincoln City. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. There's another big game going on this weekend in the Northwest. A lot of eyes here locally on Oregon and Penn State. That game is out in Pennsylvania. There is one happening on home soil, and it's Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Ohio State is in town in Seattle to take on the Huskies, who, look, I can feel however I want to feel about Washington. I don't think they got a single top 25 vote this week, which makes literally no sense.
Dropping 59 on the road.
It's like somebody's got to vote them at like number 23 or 24. Joining us now to talk about that game and the Huskies, Elise Woodward, friend of the program, sideline reporter for the Huskies. Give her a follow on Twitter at Elise M. Woodward. Can you make sense of how Washington doesn't have a single top 25 vote?
I mean, I guess if you just look at the schedule of who they've played, they haven't beaten anybody in the top 25. But, I mean, Colorado State's a good program, and, you know, Washington State's a rivalry game, and they put 59 on the board. So I don't know, guys. But I don't know who you guys are rooting for, Ohio State or Washington in this game. You guys have some mixed emotions down there in Duckland.
Yeah, this one's a little confusing. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to—
Oh, we know who you're rooting for.
I mean, look, I can't root for the Huskies in any way, shape, or form in my life. But to say I'm rooting for Ohio State would be too— like, I can't root for them either. They did what they did to my team on New Year's Day, and I can't forget that. What's the energy and the vibe like up there, Elise? I mean, this is a massive opportunity for Jed Fish in year two.
Well, I think that's exactly it. I think for Washington and from the players and from the coaching staff, they understand this is a 12:30 kickoff on national TV. All eyes are going to be on them. They're playing the number one ranked team in the nation. Washington has won 22 games in a row at home, and y'all know how loud Husky Stadium can get. And, you know, they're trying to make it another situation where all you saw was purple, which is, you know, what Marinovich said way back in the day. They want to bring the heat. They want to bring the electricity. It's going to be a gorgeous day in the Northwest. And it's one of those games that you kind of circle on the calendar, especially because I think there's a little added incentive for some of the fans to get loud because Ohio State canceled the series with Washington a couple of years ago. And then, oh, you got to play against Washington anyway because now you're Big Ten partners with them. So there's just a lot for Washington to be able to stamp themselves as, yeah, if you want to get in the top 25, you beat Ohio State. Guess what? You're going to be in the top 25.
Right. Yeah, it's going to put you up high in the ranking. We know Williams, Coleman, and Boston have been great. Is Washington ready to battle a team like Ohio State, or do you think they still have a little bit of room to grow before they could do something like beat Ohio State this weekend?
Well, I think if you're at home at Husky Stadium, you've always got a chance, that's for sure. I think there's been some real strengths that Washington has shown in the first three games, and it really doesn't matter who you play. Jonah Coleman is a beast. Mm-hmm. He is a menace. He has lost some weight. He is in fantastic shape. The guy, you know, breaks tackles. Last week, you all know how he can run the football inside and outside of the tackles. And then this guy last week puts 100 yards receiving on the board. He's a problem. And Damon Williams, last year he got some really good experience. Some of that was at the whiteout against Penn State, where he played really well in relief. But so he's a kid that is just getting better and better, and he is an electric athlete, but he can also spin it. This guy is, he's a good thrower. He is a dual threat guy. He's little, but he's lethal. And so I'm going to be really curious to see against the physicality of the Buckeyes, what he can do. If there's one thing about DeMond that you're like, okay, he's young. He doesn't want to get out of bounds very often, which against a big physical team, you don't right. want him to take a hit and the season's over. And you know, for him, moving the pocket and getting rid of it, sometimes he'll just hang on to it too long. I believe that he has such a belief in his ability to make things happen and to be a magician, and we've seen it enough even in the small sample size. But sometimes that can catch up to you. So it's kind of live by the sword, die by the sword with that. But I think the Huskies offensive line is much improved over a year ago where it was just kind of thrown together. And so, the ability for the offensive line to hold up and give him some time to make plays, they've got some really good high level options. I think defensively is where the concern is. Washington State was able to move the ball through the air against Washington last week, and they got good pressure. Washington actually leads the nation in getting pressure to the quarterback. Over 50% of the time they're applying pressure to the quarterback, but they got to bring the quarterback down. They made a change at cornerback in that Apple Cup to, and went to a freshman. So the physicality on that side of the football, I think, is what's going to be the test. If they can hold up against, a bunch of five-star, four-star, physically imposing beasts, then it's going to be a good game.
Yeah, we're talking with Elise Woodward, sideline reporter for the Huskies. Give her a follow on Twitter, at Elise M. Woodward. Huskies take on Ohio State this weekend. 12:30 is the game, and it's a big one for Jed Fish in year two. You mentioned the defense there, because that would be something that I would say coming into the game at the start of the year. I'm like, man, that's a big advantage for Washington in terms of Ohio State's going on the road with a young quarterback. I believe this is the first road game that he's played. And we, as you mentioned, we know how tough that setting can be to go win. They have one of the longest home winning streaks in all of college football. But then watching the defense, now I'm concerned of, is that the big limitation or strength for Washington if they're not going to be able to get stopped? Where are they at health-wise? Because I know some of the starting corners have been down. They lost a linebacker this last weekend. They're hoping to get one back. Where do they feel health-wise on that side of the ball going into the game?
Yeah, that's also a concern. Their best defender, in my opinion, was a transfer from Washington State, Buda Al-Ukta, who suffered an injury in the second half against the Cougars, which is very unfortunate. He is a stud. He had 15 tackles this season. He was the guy that wore the headset on defense. So that's a concern. He is not going to be able to play this week, and he probably won't be able to play for quite some time. They do have a linebacker, Manu, who is a first-team all Pac-12 dude at Arizona, who is yet to be healthy. He went through warmups last week. He's right there, and so it will be very interesting. You lose one all-league type of player, and you can gain another one. That would be gigantic for the Huskies. But I don't know. We'll see game time. I think all the Husky fans are hoping that he can go and give him and bolster that defense. So that is something certainly to watch for if they can find a way to get a replacement for Buda Al-Ukta, because he's a really good player.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. Think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. It's tough to find differences, Elise, of small sample sizes, but I'm just curious, as somebody who's watching this team week in and week out very closely, what are subtle or pretty noticeable differences in just coaching styles from what DeBoer was in Seattle to what Jed Fish so far has been?
I guess it's just, it's such different personnel. I mean, it's really hard different personnel. There are some similarities where I think that this game against Ohio State, in my opinion, for Washington to win it, they're going to have to put a lot of points on the board. And it's much like their team with Michael Penix. Their defense was good, but their offense was freaking electric. And they won a hell of a lot of ball games and made it to the national championship with a defense that was good enough and with an offense that would kill you. And I think that's, if Washington is going to pull off an upset, that similar style has to be. Like, Damon Williams is going to have to make a ton of plays. He's going to have to make guys miss. So is Jonah Coleman. They're going to have to be able to run the football with him. Denzel Boston is a really good wide receiver. He's got great length. He's 6'4 on the outside. He had a great catch on a fade route. Mm-hmm. They've got weapons. It's going to have to be, they're going to have to outscore you. You know, I give Jed Fish a ton of credit. When Kalen DeBoer left to go take Alabama, it's the world of college football, right? You got to pivot. You've got to be quick on your feet. So many of those kids that were high level and had just played in the national championship, they either graduated or they went in the transfer portal or they went in the NFL draft. And so there was not a lot of guys left. I think for Jed Fish last year to guide Washington to a bowl game and they scrapped together an offensive line. This year it's much more stable. It's a different feel. You've got leaders that have been in the locker room now for two seasons. They know what Husky football is about. They understand the passion from Husky Nation. All those things about, you know, that you just don't understand in your first year with the program. Even Jed Fish, he has admitted that he learned a lot last year about what the Apple Cup means in the state of Washington. And they worked their asses off to win that game. And you could just tell it was a rivalry week, there's so many differences, as you guys know, in the Civil War. It's weird playing it in September. It's weird when it's sunny outside and you're playing in your rivalry game. But they made a concerted, it was different. It was a different vibe. It was a different energy. They said all the right things last year, and then it just wasn't the result. That the Cougars were just flat out more passionate in that game last year. That was not the case this year. So it's been, I think for this Husky team, it certainly has been a work in progress, but this year has a different feel just about, you know, knowing where to be, what to do, and what Husky football is all about.
Well, we've in a way at least talked about that, of like how you cannot sulk in your feelings and sit there and say, woe is us. You got to kind of move on as soon as you possibly can in the way that college football is. Oregon State is still sitting there crying tears about being left instead of saying, we don't have a good coach. Let's move on. Let's try to build something better. I'm curious how much Jed internally, maybe when he got to Washington and seeing how empty the cupboard was, but still feeling great about being in the Big Ten and being in Seattle, how much he has helped the athletic department not sit there and say, well, we lost our coach to Alabama. Like, how much the athletic department itself kind of kicked itself into gear even more of like, we're not going to sit here and be 5 years of rebuilding. We're going to take our lumps year one, and we're going to try to take a major step forward year two.
Well, I think the one thing, Judge, he is a relentless recruiter and a relentless seller of Washington football. That is the thing. I have been super impressed with his ability to get top level talent. And, you know, so many guys followed him from Arizona. And I know the Arizona fans were really upset about that, but it does speak to Jed Fish and how he treats his players and what they want to do and getting them prepared to play at the next level. And, you know, he won 10 games at Arizona. That program was a total disaster when Jed Fish took over. Mm-hmm. Washington football was not a disaster. It was just in transition, which it's going to happen in college football now with the transfer portal. It is. So you better have somebody that can figure out a way to, you know, make chicken salad sometimes. Like, you're going to get some adversity. And so he's been able to do that. I've been very impressed with his ability to build a roster quickly with high level talent and to be competitive right away. And then now the challenge for him is to continue to build. And through the first 3 weeks, you know, it looks good, but obviously a massive challenge here on Saturday. It's a litmus test. You're good. How good are you? You know, you're going to find out when the number one team in the nation visits your house.
No doubt about it. Any other random keys that you got your eye on that you think might end up having a big impact on the game this weekend?
Well, I think you mentioned some of it. Until you play in front of a crowd on the road, you know, you guys know it in Austin. We know it in Husky Stadium. You know, you guys are going to get to Penn State. When you're a young quarterback, we'll see what Julian's saying. And, you know, he's a very talented guy. There is no question. Mm-hmm. But is he going to get rattled when it's third and long and that crowd, is, you know, the whole stadium is shaken? I think it's just something that you don't know. We don't know until the lights go on game day how freshmen are going to handle an environment like that. And so that's an X factor for me. And we, you know, and I think just to reiterate that Washington's defense, they took the hit in the middle, and they're leading on defense. So we'll see how they can adjust to that. And I think that's the two big keys for me is, you know, what's going to determine who's going to win this game.
Yeah, nothing matches the energy of a big game. The vibes all week. Everybody's kind of build, a slow build, kickoff right around the corner. I'm sure you're pumped up there.
Yeah, you guys mentioned that postseason loss. The Huskies, last time they saw Ohio State was in the Rose Bowl down in 2019, and that was a game where Washington just was not ready to play from the get-go. And then they steadied themselves, and in the second half, completely outplayed the Buckeyes. It's like, God, if their alarm would have gone off an hour before, they could have won that game. So, you know, they've got a little something, a little bone to pick with Ohio State, too. It's one thing that the Duck fans and the Husky fans can share.
I mean, who doesn't hate Ohio State fans, right? Unless you're Ohio State fan, we all hate Ohio State. So
one time a year you guys root for each other.
The one time a year where you were like, you know what, I'm kind of in agreement with you right there.
You're going to hear the cheers from Oregon all the way up here when the Huskies score, right? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know about that. Let's calm down a little bit, Elise. All right, don't take this too far. Elise Woodward, friend of the program, Husky sideline reporter, Elise M. Woodward on Twitter. Go give her a follow. Have a great call this weekend. Have fun in that environment, and I'm sure we'll be catching up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.